We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 11, R&R, Part 3 of 3. Everyone gathered in the third floor hallway. Faces grave and tired from a day of fruitless searching. There was no trace of the ammunition or the food. We all knew it now. Is everyone here?
No one! No one found a thing?
No.
We searched this place top to bottom.
Apparently not well enough. The stuff could have just vanished. No one's left the tower.
We checked every room, every closet, every nook.
All right. Everyone just needs to relax.
Easier said than done.
Come on.
Somehow I feel this is my fault. I haven't left.
You're not alone on that one. I left too. Who would have thought we'd be living with a bunch of thieves?
All right. We get it. Peg's garden is starting to produce some crops, so we'll have something soon. Starting day after tomorrow, we'll have more convoys go further out and find more supplies. We will make it through this.
Wait, so why are we waiting? Why not just start first thing in the morning?
Look, we're not in that bad a shape. Riley came up with a plan to get us to last for 3 weeks with what we have right now. And we have about 100 rounds left for various weapons. We have a day to spare.
If the one-armed man says so, it must be true.
May not be bad now, so we work as hard as we can, as soon as we can, so it gets better, right?
No, we need a day off.
So, what do you expect us to do? Sit around for a day? How could anybody relax?
No arguments here. We do need a break.
So why don't we take a day off after things are better?
Yeah, this isn't the best time for it.
Does anyone know what tomorrow is?
Saturday, I think.
It's the 4th of July.
So?
Well, why don't we celebrate it? Take a day off. Have some fun.
I think Michael has a great idea.
Oh, come on. It's not like you need a day off anyway.
Hey, I work hard too.
Hey, knock it off, you two.
Michael, I don't agree with you often. Or at all. But I'm with you.
What do you need us to do?
Saul, you too? I would think you would understand that we need to get started finding all of our...
Okay, one day isn't going to kill us.
Words you may end up... eating later.
Hey, a little R&R might not be a bad idea. You got my vote.
Yeah. Why don't we take a vote? Those who think we should doodle and waste our time, raise your hand. Oh, come on, people. This is about your lives we're talking.
No. Quit confusing them. Those who want this day off, put them up so we can count them.
Let's see. 8, 10... 18. That's the majority.
Fine, but Michael, you're in for another big I told you so.
I know I'm new and all, but what's the point in living if you don't have a little fun once in a while?
Hey, luau boy. They've already voted. You won. Get over yourself.
Everyone who wants to help, meet me here at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I've got some great ideas.
Screw ideas. Just bring the alcohol, right, Bert?
Thanks. I quit for my girl.
All right, helping out or not, everyone back here, third floor, tomorrow night, 8-ish. Pegs did what she could with what we gathered on short notice. Apartments were emptied out and made into lounges or dance floors. Doing this now was a big risk. In the beginning of the day, some got kind of verbal about how we were wasting time that was better spent on other things. But after everyone showed up and started enjoying themselves, I saw something I hadn't in a long time. Smiles.
Don't worry.
kegs. We're running dry next door.
I just put two full ones over there.
Well, they're out.
Pegs, I grabbed a few more bottles. Where do you want them?
Put them over there by the sink.
I'll take one of those. Michael, you want to join us?
No, that's all right. Not my flavor. But go on, have some fun.
Oh, boy, you're missing out.
Oh, hey, watch it, Saul.
Hey, my bad. Hey, about time you showed up.
Fashionably late is perfectly fine.
I'm going to go, Pex. You all right by yourself?
Go. I got this.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, Antigone.
Look at this guy. All dressed up in your best suit, huh?
Mm-hmm. No reason I can't look good once in a while.
You agree, right, Peg? Nice earrings.
Oh, thanks. You noticed.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Hey, are you just going to sit here all night while everyone else has fun?
Not everyone can drink. A few of us need to keep our heads.
And make sure we don't run out of things.
Oh, come on. Bert's on guard duty. Learn to let loose. Hey, Peg, slide me that.
That's all right. I'll pass, okay?
And here's one for you, too.
Oh. Okay.
We'll all take a shot.
Really, sir, I would rather not.
Michael, do it. You don't have a choice here. Don't make me full rank.
So you're gonna force it down my throat?
Come on, Michael. I will if you will.
All right, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh,
man. Oh, that's sharp.
Smooth. What was in that bottle? What the hell is going on down here?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, it spilled.
That's all we need.
Saul, kill the music.
Who the hell said you all could do this? Tear this place apart? My place.
Bill,
apart.
Bill, it's all right. Don't worry.
I'm not finished. How dare you throw a party here? And not invite me? Man, turn that shit up. Here, throw a drink of water. Catch. I was saving that.
Whoa, hey, whoa, almost dropped.
You know, for a minute there.
What can I say? I wanted to make one hell of an entrance.
How you feeling, Bill?
Oh, I'm good. Been good for a while. Where you two been? Whoa. What happened to your arm?
We just been out.
And you know, you don't want to know.
Well, don't just stand there. Open that thing up. Nice time to be mended. Great time to meet some of our ladies here. Like right here. Hey, what's your name?
Pegs. You already know this.
And how's my building treating you?
Fine.
All right. Well.
And the dance floor is to your right and the lounge is to your left.
So you're telling me to go left. I got you. Maybe I'll see you later.
Right.
Hey, what happened? Is everything all right?
Bert, hey. Bert, everything's fine.
If you all don't mind, I'm gonna go find, Riley. You two have fun. Or whatever it is you two have.
Just go already.
All right, troops. Officer Angel here. Ready to get down and funky.
So, why'd the music?
Bill made a scene, okay? Relax. Who's watching downstairs?
Tommy's watching the front. I'll head back down.
Bert.
Yeah?
How the hell are you? Where you been?
Oh, I was,
Here, try this. Been saving it from my personal stash.
No thanks, I'm good.
Oh, it's too late. It's already cracked. This sailor Jerry's been teasing me on my shelf for months. Here, smell this. And it tastes even better. I kid you not. And I don't plan on saving it.
Ooh, I've heard of that stuff. Mind if I try? Here's my glass.
Eggs?
Oh, yeah.
That is so good. You should try this, Michael. I don't usually like shots, but this?
That's what I'm saying. Come on, Sarge.
What's wrong?
Only the best.
Well, I don't think Bert'll have any, but I'll give it a try. Oh, that is nice.
Told you.
All right, you bunch of goats. Move aside and pour me a little.
Bert, you sure?
I'm sure, yeah. My choice. I think I've waited long enough.
Here, a glass for everyone. Together. Bottoms up.
The night continued into the early morning, and so did everyone else. A few went to bed. Most everyone else just kept going. They had a lot to let out. Bert, where are you going?
Angel's puking in the bathtub. I don't want to miss this.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Excuse me, I need to check
Can I buy you a drink? Where are you going? Hey, you! You're the new guy. You want a drink?
No, that's okay. I don't drink.
You want to dance?
Well, that I can do.
You need to take charge with these things. Confidence, girl. Confidence. Got it. I'm not sure I can do it. Here, keep drinking, then.
Lizzie, your man's sitting on the dance floor. He's getting in the way.
Hey. You're in my way.
Oh, Saul. Baby, stand up. Come on.
No. I'm comfortable right here.
Saul, get off the dance floor. Come on.
It's just to kiss your floor.
Get up. There you go. Come on. Why don't you go lay down?
Why don't we lay down?
Maybe. But you'll be cuddling with an empty bucket before me.
Here, newbie. Put your hands here. It's all right.
Okay.
Okay, Pegs. One, two, three. Here it goes. Michael, over here.
Oh, hey, Pegs. It's nice to see not everyone is completely sloshed.
You're not drinking much?
Oh, no, the pain meds in these drinks have been, not mixing so well, so.
Oh, your arm is still hurting?
Oh, no, not much, really. Actually, it feels pretty... Ow.
Oh, my gosh, easy. Don't overdo it.
Not possible. You know, this is a good idea. It's just what we needed.
Well, we make a good team, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe we would. I mean, when you came jumping over those balconies like that, I... That was teamwork, it's good.
I like you, Michael.
I gathered as much.
Not the response I was hoping for.
Damn it, Pegs, come back here.
Oh yeah, girl, get down.
Oh, Bill.
Pegs, come on. That's not what I meant to say. Pegs, stop. Please, let me explain.
Let go of me. I get it. You don't have anything to explain.
I'm an idiot, all right?
What am I supposed to get from that?
That I have a hard time talking about these things.
If you're trying to let me down, soft...
No. I'm not trying to let you down at all. I just...
What? Then say what you mean, then. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get you not to run from me.
Okay. Here I am, listening. Go ahead. What's next?
I don't know.
count is everything else you can figure out without even thinking twice, but this...
I know, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, Michael, I have no idea what you're trying to say. Just out with it.
Okay. Yes, well, I'm not saying that there's nothing there. I just don't think about it all the time. There's just so much else in my mind. You kind of blindsided me with this. What did you want me to say?
I think it's pretty obvious.
To you, maybe?
You're right. You are an idiot. Are you so preoccupied thinking about everything else that things like, I don't know, fun or, well, me don't even cross your mind?
I guess you could say that. Maybe you understand me better than I know myself.
Look, I still have lots of questions about you. I just put together the pieces of what you've given me so far, which, trust me, isn't much.
Okay, so back to what you said, you know, back there.
What? How I said I liked you?
Yeah, well, that.
You can't even say it.
You just said it. Well, maybe. Listen, I don't know. If we figure out what's going on and then we get some downtime...
Yeah?
We could...
What are you saying?
I'm trying.
We could what?
That's the alarm.
What?
Michael, we're surrounded.
Go, Jar. Everyone shut off the lights. Kill the music. Pegs, go tell him.
Okay.
Tommy, how many do you think? Front door shut? Did they hear the loud noises? Are there any big ones out there?
No, I don't know. I can't see how many.
Ew, easy, Bert.
I'm all right. I can fight. How many are there? We can fight them all.
Hey, slow down there. Are they trying to get in the front? Tommy, what's going on?
Would you let me speak? It's not the zombies.
What?
Here, look at the monitors.
Oh, God. Saul isn't getting up. He's hit the rack.
Oh, man, you smell.
That's not the worst of it. I couldn't even wash it out.
Shh, quiet! I looked on the monitor. Small lights danced around the perimeter of the tower. Whoever held the flashlight stayed in the dark, except for a single woman standing amongst a group of people, all holding lights. A large figure got out of a small car behind her.
Look who's here! Old Scarface!
Hell of a time to come here.
No kidding.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the cars over the music.
Don't worry about it, kid. I'm sorry.
Angel, you with us?
Yeah, mostly.
Well, round up who you can, who's still functioning. Get him down here.
Got it.
Hey, Michael, look. That bitch is holding up a sign. Zoom in.
It's a number. 18. What the hell does that mean?
Look, she has a CB radio with her. She means channel 18.
Yeah, I think the kid's right.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Turn it on, then. Flip it to 18.
Sound sober. They knew what kind of state we're in.
Obviously.
Well, go ahead. Dial us in.
It's already on 18.
What?
Should we answer?
Tommy, you sure it was on 18?
Yeah, it was.
Would you call him already?
No. This is bad, Bert. This is really bad. They know we're in no condition to fight him.
How the hell would they know that?
Because someone in the tower already talked to him.
Join us in 2 weeks for the season finale of We're Alive. Be sure to join the Facebook group for updates and information on the podcast. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Olegario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, Tammy Klein, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Casey Whalum and Rosemary Merez. This chapter was written by Casey Whalum, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalum and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. Zombie intern, Grayson Stone. This has been a Wayland production.